refinance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage, too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 finance. With approved credit, ends 4/1/24.
Come out to Wind Creek Montgomery March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest and Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by Georgia Game with FCA US LLC.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
March 20th, 1955. I was out hiking with my dad when we came to a field of thick green plants. Morgan, my daddy said, this is cannabis. It can be used to make rope, cloth, and paper. Or you can smoke it and see God. I looked up at him and said, well, how do you know this, Pops? And he said, because I smoke it and see God. Now toke up, fool. You think I came up here for a damn hike?
That was another of Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Jesse Lynn is for what's next.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An attorney for Donald Trump says he's optimistic. An appellate review will lead to the Georgia 2020 election interference case against him being dismissed, and Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis being disqualified. A South Korean tanker capsizing off an island in southwestern Japan. The capsizing has killed 8 people on board. 1 crew member did survive. The fate of the other 2 not known, no leak has been detected. On Wall Street today, stocks finished at record highs after Federal Reserve officials signaled they still expect to cut their key interest rates 3 times in 2024.
BS.
Rates remain the same after today. The Dow up 401 points, the NASDAQ gained 202, and the S&P 500 adding 46 points. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-932-8603 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-932-8603. That's 800-932-8603. What do you have to lose? Call 800-932-8603. Again, 800-932-8603.
And now the latest suggestion from the Biden administration on how to stop climate collapse, change, whatever it is today.
When environmentalists demand immediate action to stop global warming, we're told Don't hold your breath. But new research shows that holding our breath is the solution. Human breathing is a significant contributor to climate change. With every breath you take, you emit dangerous carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. It's time to save the planet by saving our breath. And so we implore all human beings to stop breathing right now. If we don't, we're all going to die. So shut your mouths and plug your noses and lower your carbon lung print. The results will be breathtaking.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's stop breathing. I want you to look outside. I want you to walk outside. Absorb the vitamin D out of that sunshine. That nice, comfortable temperature. Perfect for just a shirt. And you tell me, what should we be worried about? This is a... what is this climate collapse? What's going to happen? Nothing. There is no climate collapse going on. Everything that's going on is totally normal. They just love to spread fear. That's what it's all about. It's all about fear. To get you to give up more of your money and freedom. Oh, if the climate's going to collapse, I'll do whatever you say, government, because I'm an idiot and I can't critically think for myself because I went to a public school in a major city. All right. Holy Hunter Biden hearing, says Citizen Free Press. This is beautiful. Toby Bobulinski just called Jamie Raskin a liar to his face. I would like to hear this.
Yeah.
Now, getting into play on our system, that's another matter. So bear with me here.
That the same people preaching this mantra know better. They continue to lie directly to the American people without hesitation and remorse. Rep. Dan Goldman and Jamie Raskin, both lawyers, and Mr. Goldman, a former prosecutor with the SDNY from New York, will continue to lie today in this hearing and then go straight to the media to tell more lies. Hunter Biden's defense attorney, Abby Lowell, weaponizes letters to Congress to try to smear my name
Mr. Chairman,
the cold hard facts.
Mr. Chairman.
In an attempt to save his powerfully connected client and his father. I challenge Mr. Lowell to make those claims on national television so he can be held accountable for his lies. Prior to my successful business career, I was an officer in the United States Navy. At Navy's elite Naval Nuclear Power Training Command, I later served as the command's chief technology officer.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the...
Am I supposed to say it's my time, Mr. Raskin?
Yeah. But please, Mr. Bobulinski, please.
Okay.
Go order. Mr. Bobulinski, please proceed.
Okay.
Please proceed. I apologize for the disruption from the minority.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, they save his time, but he called members of this committee liars, and I just want to know whether the order and decorum requirements of House Rule 11 apply to witnesses appearing before the committee. Does it apply or does it not?
Should I address? I don't...
I mean, we know the truth here, don't we?
There's hardly from the members. We've asked for that. There's no language that I'm aware of pertaining to a witness.
Yeah. Thank you.
So, make sure we didn't waste any of his time on the opening statement. Mr. Bobulinski, I'm sorry for the disruption. Please continue your opening statement.
I think you, Mr. Raskin, you...
We'll make sure it's right.
Great. I just want to restate, make sure the American people hear all these facts. Abby Lowell...
You know, Netflix should be running this and charging people for it because you couldn't make it up, right? You wouldn't want to. Here's East of the Rockies.
Hey, I got a quick traffic report.
Well, let's get everybody's attention first, East. We have protocols.
Shortwave, take it down. Wait. What's it say? shut up.
All right, everybody knows something important is coming. What you got?
There you go. Northern Bypass and Emery Falmer. We've got a three-vehicle wreck. There's laundry all over the middle of the road.
Laundry?
Apparently, somebody's luggage got loose. And I don't know if anybody's been hurt or not, but the authorities are not there yet. That seems to be
well, good luck with that. Yesterday we had 10 wrecks on a sunny afternoon, and no police at any of those wrecks. What are they doing? Or do we not have enough?
Yeah. We need somebody directing traffic there because it's buggering up really quick. So
they don't care.
I just wanted to get the word out there.
Appreciate it, East. They don't care. We're understaffed. It's called defunding the police, except we don't say that because that might cost us votes. Because who wants to live in a town that doesn't have enough police? Like this one. 8.9 million illegal border crossings. 1,462 terrorists caught. How many didn't they get?
Yeah.
Gang members galore, and they think this is wonderful. I'm talking about, yes, the border is closed. It's too bad the rules of Pinocchio don't apply to Corinne Jean-Pierre Pizwood, whatever her name is, because her nose would be about 40 feet long at this point. Well, what else can we find on, at least, from Mark Robert, Donald Trump may not pay bond and instead let Letitia James seize Trump Tower. Whoa. As he's been predicting. Well, we'll talk to him about that tomorrow. There's a link to a story. As Donald Trump faces a Monday deadline to post a $454 million bond in the civil fraud case against him in New York, insiders said he may be weighing a little discussed option, doing nothing. The ex-president reportedly has been struggling to raise the cash for the bond, either from banks or wealthy friends, with his lawyers claiming on Monday that it was a practical impossibility. While some reports have raised speculation Trump may go nuclear with a Chapter 11 filing to protect his prized real estate assets across Manhattan, experts said bankruptcy would create unwelcome complications as the election draws closer. Look at that bitch. That smug, fat, who managed to convict a former president of paying off a loan on time with interest. These are the kinds of stories we used to read about. Oh, we don't, you know, because they happen in, you know, authoritarian or dictatorial countries. We have now become that. He's been there and done that, one insider close to Trump said, dismissing the prospect of a Chapter 11. Third possibility, however, is to let the deadline pass, leaving it to New York Attorney General Letitia James to seize his bank accounts or buildings, including Trump Tower, from which he declared his presidential run in 2016. It's an option he appears to have considered, partly because he believes the chances are good that he could recover the assets on appeal, even if he's forced to take his case to the U.S. Supreme Court. 464 million dollars, because he did what businessmen do every day in this country. He assigned a price to an asset to acquire a loan, but he didn't commit any fraud because he paid the loan back. But in Joe Biden's America, actually it's Barack Obama's America, if we're really going to be honest, this is what he envisioned. They're going after the money. That's all he's got a right to get back, not the buildings, unless the judgment is reversed before they're sold. That would be awesome to see at the end of the day with all of this stuff. If they seize his stuff and then they're told they have to give it back, it'd almost be worth it. Trump attorney Steve Sadow calls Judge McAfee, his decision to allow Fannie Willis's appeal, highly significant. The defense is optimistic that the appellate review will lead to the case being dismissed and the DA being disqualified. How about disbarred? How about charged with perjury and other crimes and being held accountable for the money she just took and gave to some dude she was banging? Yeah, that's what she was doing. Sorry about my language. My vocabulary has shrunk since 3. That's what she was doing. You and I, we would be marching off to jail for stuff like that. Yet she's going to be somehow allowed to prosecute a former president with her record? How many calculators does it take to count the number of things that are wrong with that situation? Hello, T. Spear. It sounds like you're talking through a tunnel. Could you, are you on a speaker?
Okay. How did Letitia Inc. acquire a $3 million house?
I don't know. Probably earned it the old-fashioned way. Well, right.
you know,
it's a pretty good house, pretty good value for somebody who probably was, you know, pressed and all that crap, right?
Yeah. Well, here it is. If Donald Trump got prosecuted for having a nice home, because that's essentially what she was able to prosecute him for, then she should be able to be prosecuted for having a nice home as well.
Well, that's not going to happen because it's in New York where everybody hates Donald Trump.
Well,
I mean, in principle, you're right. You're 100% right, but you know that's not going to happen.
I understand that, but I'd love to see an attorney look at doing that. If they can prosecute an innocent man for doing business and doing business in New York, then they should be able to be prosecuted from a different state.
Well, I mean, I love the idea. I mean, I want to see her face what Fannie Willis is going through.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But you're not the only one that feels all of this. You give us a voice, and we need you more now, more than ever.
Well,
hang in there.
Not to be a Debbie Downer, but the clock is ticking.
I know.
And it ticks for me. Thank you, T-Spear. 272-9228. Anybody got something to say this afternoon?
No.
None of this is worthy of your...
No.
All right. I'll keep fishing around for talkable topics. Whatever we talk about between now and the next hour and 43 shopping minutes, at 6 we go to Baumhauer's, and there we just have a good time with good people. Come and join us and eat some great food and save money. All right, when we come back, Megyn Kelly has announced that she is done with preferred pronouns, that she was on the wrong side of this. It's kind of an admission. I want to hear what she has to say, and I'll keep my finger close to the dump button because she does have a potty mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's very unladylike. Was that just sexist?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, well. Is that a... That's not a crime, is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh. I take everything I said just back because I don't want to be hauled off to jail before the end of the show. By the way, another thing we may get to, they're talking about adding a fourth light to our traffic signals. A fourth light, and it's going to be white, and we'll explain why they think this is the next great idea. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination since 1969. 300,000 square feet of unbelievable choices, hundreds of room arrangements, mountains of carpeting rolls that you can select from in a wide array of prices, from bare minimum to things that are of a more luxurious finish. You know, when you got kids and they're beating up the floor and pets, sometimes you want to make it look better, but keep it simple. But if you want to redo your living room or your family room with something that's a little plushier, you can do that too. Georgia Floors Direct has it all. And not just carpeting. My goodness, you can make floors with hardwood flooring, laminates, tile, luxury vinyl plank flooring, tile. It's the sky's the limit. And they have mountains of everything in every price range. So nobody has better selection. Everything is wholesale price. Jeff Mallinson was on with us last week and was mentioning they're now buying containers, shipping containers full of flooring. The more they buy, the lower the price. Wholesale, wholesale, wholesale. Always the best price. They've got a staff there that is second to none when it comes to helping customers navigate that vast array of choices in the budget with which they're shopping. You do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct. And Jeff Mallinson, the most naturally ebullient human being I've ever met, has put together a team there with Dustin and Jonathan and Q that represents his approach to people. And that's to give you the best possible experience. Customer service, second to none. They have their own team of installers. And by the way, they offer window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. So if you need those, there's your place to go. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since the year, which would be 1969. Somebody asked.
Well, buckle up, drive carefully this afternoon. We've had a few minor accidents, but right now things are looking really good. Boulevards are busy, though. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, Troy Highway outbound, I-65 at 85, pretty busy through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clear. There's no major problems there at all. Even here, we'll keep you updated throughout the afternoon. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Coming up later this afternoon, more of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories and a song that is always great to play, commemorating the first full day of spring.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow, high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix. Then scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Fascinating.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our annual salute to spring.
You went away and left me cold, and I thought you'd never come back. But springtime's back and winter's finally over. Hey la, hey la, springtime's back. Put away my coat and roll over in the clover.
Back at 427 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do this afternoon. I've hit the heavy news. I can't wait to talk to Brandt to ask how the Federal Reserve, they had their meeting, what to do with interest rates, decided to hold them steady, but hinted that they might make three cuts before the end of the year, which will help who? Who will that help in the election in November? I don't think there's any doubt about that.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the, go, you know the thing.
Yeah, the man who wouldn't know the truth that crawled up his wrinkled old ass and jumped off the tip of his tongue. That guy. So I'll save my fire for angry with Brandt. He's just going to tell us what does this mean. Because the market had a big day today. One of the things you learn, though, when you tune into Brandt is that that number can be very misleading because, from what he's told us, it's a relatively small number of companies that are prospering right now. But everybody focuses on the, things must be good. The Dow went up 400 points today. We'll get to the reality on that. In the meantime, if you are concerned about your money, worried at the way life is eating away at it with higher prices and every other thing, you might want to sit down with Brandt and his team at Avista Advisors and ask some questions. It's just a simple matter of a no-obligation appointment other than to show up. 387-0094. Nobody's going to harangue you. Nobody's going to try to sell you financial instruments or some program or annuities. Because I've seen that before. And some do, like, have a free lunch with us. And while you're there, we'll subject you to 2 hours of mind-numbing, nonstop rhetoric about to where you're willing to buy it just to get out of the lunch that was free. I actually went to one of those, so I know how they work. They don't do that at Invest Advisors. What happens there sells itself. Bright people who are really, truly dedicated and committed to looking out for people's money. Their number's 387-0094. And we'll talk to Brandt around 5:15. I think at 5:35, we're going to be visiting with our movie maven, Miss Murray. And among the topics that we've kicked around is, first of all, there's another Ghostbusters coming out tomorrow. And that's adjunct to an article about what younger people want in movies. And you know what they don't want? They're tired of our generation's hand-me-downs and remakes and reboots. And where's the new idea? And one reason why we do this is so you can... there is some fresh stuff out there that's really good. We talked about White Lotus a couple of weeks ago. So she's always got good stuff that she finds on the various streaming services, Netflix and Hulu and others. So we'll talk about that at 5:35. That's just the general conversational topic. But it's interesting that somebody finally bothered to ask, what do you want? What will make you go to the movie theater and sit down, buy a ticket, some popcorn, a soda, watch a movie? And the answer was new ideas. Because we are just, I mean, if you really did the research, the regurgitation of old stuff, it's kind of appalling.
Yeah.
Now, I have to thank, and you'll see them pictured with me and Rich Thomas. It's my most recent Facebook post. We have the air show coming to town April 6th and 7th. It's going to be incredible. Blue Angels, all types and styles of aircraft, the heroes from World War II to things of much more recent vintage, the Blue Angels. Let me tell you a quick Blue Angel story. When I first moved to Florida, I augmented my income by spending Friday and Saturday nights at $50 a night playing records in a disco called The Library. And it was a lounge. The walls were all filled with books.
Really?
Now, given what people went to discos for, that was kind of an odd approach. And most of the time, it wasn't really very busy. But I needed the $50. And if they needed me Sunday, I would work that night too. Sleep on the floor and then go to work in the morning for the guy down the hall here, Rick Peters. And why did I bring this up? Save me. I had a reason for bringing up this stupid library. Oh, the Blue Angels. So one night, the place is packed. And it's 90% women. Most of whom are, you know,
nice looking.
Approaching the higher end of the 1 to 10 scale. Mm-hmm. I knew they weren't there for me, so I started asking around, and I found out there was an air show coming to Fort Lauderdale. We had some really great air shows along the beach in Fort Lauderdale. And they were there because they wanted, the Blue Angels were staying at the hotel where the disco was. Mm-hmm. They were groupies. They wanted to catch themselves a Blue Angel.
Yeah.
I'd never seen that before. I mean, you know, we of course know it with rock stars and movie stars and groupies and athletes too, of course. In baseball, those women who go to bag themselves a player, they're called baseball Annies. With all due apologies to anybody named Annie that here's that. That's just the name that I read about it in a book. I once in a while read a book. But I did not know that the Blue Angels literally had a tribe of them that went wherever they did.
I didn't either.
That was kind of surprising. But what they do with a machine in tandem at hundreds of miles an hour is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah.
And they are really button-down guys, for sure. Only 86 likes on this picture? Come on. This hurts my feelings. Are people mad at me? Did I offend the world in the last couple of days? Anyway, the air show is called Beyond the Horizon, and it's going to be spectacular. April 6th and 7th at Maxwell. Thank you, Colonel Ryan Richardson and Mulligan. Great guy. He is the guy that's putting everything together for the air show. And it looks like it's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Speaking of phenomenal, I again have to sing the praises of Tree Masters. I've been talking about them for a while. Knowing that I had work that needed to be done at the house, and I got together with Todd Clark, and we did a little planning came out, assessed everything that needed to be done. It's incredible to watch people with skills that you don't have and how they go about taking down, because the biggest of the trees in my place was up there, over 50 feet, crepe myrtle, old crepe myrtle, half of which was filled with carpenter ants. To watch them, and here's the thing, it was overhanging a neighbor's yard. When they went over to the neighbor's yard to say, is it okay if we drop this here and pick it up? The neighbor said, yes, and while you're here, can you do this for me? So they were picking up other jobs because they were watching, you know, the people in these other houses were watching real tree professionals do their thing. So again, if you're looking to have, my next door neighbor did. He had a complete tree taken out of his yard while they were there. It's not because they work fast, they work carefully. That's dangerous work. But they take all the proper precautions, and man, I just believe that when you see people do a service like that and do it so well, you should give them a gratuity to express appreciation. And I'm so glad I did. Because they were working, but man, what a great attitude among the people that work for Todd. That speaks well of you, Mr. Clark. That the folks that work with you seem to be really great folks. And I didn't see anybody standing still the whole time they were out there working in the front and back. And we virtually had them do everything. They cut back a tree, took three trees down, took out a couple of bushes, stumps from bushes we had cut down before the winter time, a couple of tree stumps on another corner of the property that had just been sitting there. And now we have usable land, which is really nice. But thanks again for an incredible job well done. If you're looking for any of that type of work, Tree Masters is the best bet for the best outcome, 676-3638. And I want to thank them all because it was a pleasure to watch and work with you this afternoon. We'll have more of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories. Right now we're going to head back to the traffic dungeon, and we have 1819 news ahead. Skipper, what you got?
Traffic is light to mostly moderate all over the area. We continue to build this afternoon, but we have no problems around Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going. We're keeping an eye on traffic, watching the roads for you. Anything happens you need to know about, we'll have it for you right here. Larry Live Oak, been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
State Senator Arthur Orr has filed a bill within the Alabama legislature that would remove economic development incentives from businesses who facilitate the unionization of their employees. The bill specifically bars a business from getting these economic incentives if employees select a bargaining representative by way of an open authorization card and not a secret ballot election. Or says that people should make up their own minds on the issue and vote accordingly in a secret ballot that does not expose them to further pressure from other company employees regarding their choice. Or says that if companies do not want to accommodate this method of voting, they should forfeit any economic incentives received by the state. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Concerns continue to mount in Elmore County regarding the child nutrition program that operates within the County Board of Education. There was a report released by 1819 News back in February about the CNP director misusing funds for personal purchases, and that has now raised questions in the latest board meeting. A former CNP worker, Becky Blackman, spoke to the board at that meeting, saying there's a vast discrepancy between how the director is able to behave compared to the CNP workers.
We were told on a weekly basis that if we so much as took a plate of food out the back door, that we wouldn't go to jail, federal prison, because it was federal dollars.
I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Presentation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We need to do something a little different to get workers into the workforce, not wait until 4 years after they graduate.
Adam Seeley and Eric West are launching Baldwin Prep Academy, getting high school students right out of school and into the workforce with skills absolutely in demand everywhere. It's a model being used across the country. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Good news. Temperatures are starting to moderate, and even the nights are not going to be quite as cold. Partly cloudy tonight with the overnight low temperature in the mid-40s. I've got us around 45. Tomorrow high in the low to mid-70s, a sun and cloud mix, and scattered showers returning to the forecast Thursday night and then through Friday. But the good news is we'll be dry this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, Morgan Freeman's Springtime Memories.
Daylight Savings Time 2006. Instead of setting my clock ahead an hour, I mistakenly set it behind, which means I showed up to the movie set that day 2 hours late. When I finally got there, the director said, "Where the hell you been?" I smiled, then rammed my fist through his chest, ripped out his still-beating heart, and held it aloft so the rest of the crew could see what happens to anyone that screws with Morgan Freeman.
That was another of Morgan Freeman's springtime memories.
Well, the guy is unique, and that gives you a certain amount of power, doesn't it? Hey, everybody, it's 444 at Blue Stock 93.1 FM. Ex-Google exec says far-left images aren't a mistake. That's AI. I don't know if you've seen it, but basically everybody that founded the country was non-white. That's what AI. That's why they call it artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Because it's not real. David Blackman put out a blog today. Victor Davis Hanson, from Russian collusion to bloodbath, a decade of toxic hysteria. And you can add what we discussed earlier because, again, instead of listening to the people, instead of listening to the people who make cars, Joe Biden only listens to himself or his real boss, who is Barack Obama, our unelected president, now serving his third term. Well, what's the difference? It's been a turd. This is all they do, is whip people into a frenzy over nothing and get away with it. That's the most mortifying part of all. In the last 10 years, here's what we've witnessed. Now think about this. And 10 years can go by fast in certain contexts. the Russian collusion hoax. We all know that that was one big phony thing based on a payoff to a guy to obtain warrants illegally, illegitimately. They did not meet the standard from which warrants can be obtained. And all that stuff was put in place, by the way, to prevent another 9/11, not to prevent another Donald Trump, but they abused it. Obama abused it. He mocked Trump when Trump said that he was being spied on. But guess what? He was being spied on, wasn't he? It's like the when Obama was president, we should have changed our national anthem to "Every Breath You Take," because I will watch every move you make. I'll be stalking you. We've also witnessed calls from military officers and analysts for extra legal interventions and coups, the Alpha Ping hoax, the drink bleach hoax, and more. Things that they attributed Donald Trump to saying, which he did not. The celebrities contest about the best way to decapitate, stab, blow up, shoot, or incinerate Trump. First thing that comes to mind was Kathy Griffin, who no longer is a major celebrity, by the way, holding the bloody head of a decapitated Donald Trump. Just
sick.
Sick? Or,
what are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Is that how we do it now? The nutty Mark Milley called to his Chinese counterpart. He was serving under Trump. Trump was his boss. But Milley said that he would call China to let him know if Trump was planning anything. He should be in jail. He should be in Leavenworth, finishing his life serving time for treason. The Antifa BLM riotous months of 2020 in the effort to storm the White House grounds. That was not an insurrection. That was free speech. And all in the name of a guy who couldn't stay out of trouble no matter what. A career criminal who was being arrested for committing yet another crime and somehow became a hero. There are statues of that man in a couple of places. That's what we do now. We worship the bad guys. The two first-term impeachments, the laptop Russian disinformation hoax, the P accusation, of course, that turned out to be total beazel shmi, is it?
Oh, yeah.
The FBI hiring of Twitter censors to suppress unwanted news. Boy, that's really looking out for our First Amendment rights there, FBI. That's what they did. Thank God Jack Dorsey sold to Elon Musk. We have one social media service where at least the guy that owns it is trying to strike some kind of a balance. You know, he called somebody out the other day for misinformation. I'm trying to think of who it was. It was Adam Schiff with yet another lie. And Elon took what Schiff said and showed why it was bogus and said, very politely, this seems to be an extreme case of disinformation. If I can find it, I'll post it on Facebook. It's too bad I can't post it on Twitter. People don't use Twitter like they do Facebook. The Senate trial of a private citizen, the January 6th insurrection, my ass. Five police officers were killed. There are still people that believe that. One person was killed. A protester named Ashley Babbitt, for whom nobody's been held accountable. She was shot in the back by a D.C. cop who got promoted instead of tried. This is how serious they are about having their way. They'll kill you. The attempt to remove Trump from state ballots, thank God the Supreme Court. And they shut that down 9-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Letitia James, find me the man and I'll find you the crime. Yeah, like paying off a loan on time with interest. Fannie Willis, Nathan Way, what else do you want to know there? These are all George Soros plans because nobody pays attention. They do now. Hopefully they will in November. To the people that are supposed to enforce the laws in their town or their state. The attempt to end the filibuster to add new states and four new senators provided their D.C. and Puerto Rico so we can have even more Democrats ruining the country. And to end the Electoral College. And they're not going to stop. The problem is, they never take their foot off the gas pedal. Not even for a minute. and we make some progress and just kind of go back to our lives. And then, whoa, surprise, look what they're trying to get away with now. It is truly insane. Quick word here from Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard of East Shirley Lane, the preeminent fixers of cars here in the River Region. If you know Donnie Turner, you know there's only one standard he embraced, and that's the best. Honesty, integrity, a thorough assessment of the car's damage, and talented people and state-of-the-art technologies to make it look good again. Good as new, maybe better. But above and beyond that, and the man, he kind of reminds me a little bit of Tom Latham, because Tom Latham is such a stickler for detail. Our concrete friends at Penny Earn. Donnie's the same way. And even Rich Thomas had his car there, got damaged in an accident during a rainstorm. How ironic is that? And Donnie just wasn't happy with the way the paint looked after they had finished. And he kept the car until it was to his satisfaction. Because in good conscience, he couldn't return a car to Rich Thomas or anybody else that didn't look the way it was supposed to.
Right.
And you got to respect that. That's why insurance adjusters locally say when you pick MPB and you have the right to make that choice, law guarantees it, your insurance adjuster will know you're getting maximum bang for your buck. No pun intended. Well, maybe it was. Their number is 27REC with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. And if it is, get your claim number to them as quickly as you can so they can begin the process of ordering the parts and everything needed to make your car look good as new, maybe better. That's Montgomery Paint and Body. 27REC with a W. Here is the Crawdad.
Thank you, sir. I'm feeling so much better after having my breaking through for the other side. That song, Break Gone Through to the Other Side.
Oh, the Doors?
Yes, thank you, sir. Having really rough time there with the pain, it let go, is listening to everybody at your radio station help me thinking about other better things. And it occurs to me, you use a lot of the cycle logic, and that makes you feel better because, okay, I'm sorry, it's going to be real corny, but after you get out there and you do your cycle logic, you come into work, and, man, you are really on a roll. You're really on a roll. You get it?
You okay? That sound was a little alarming, Crawdad. I got to be honest with you. That was a little alarming.
It's fine. It's just I'm getting over things, and that's something. I'm laughing sometimes. It comes out funny. But I'm fine, and I wanted to tell you, yes, I enjoyed your story about the place that you went to do a gig at the place where you met Mr. Pestricelli there that had all the books on the wall.
No, the library.
That's just a really non-lame story. Are you okay? You sound like you're doing good today.
I don't know. I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to talk to me. That's all.
And you were saying that we're going to have the air show again, please, what day?
I believe Saturday.
This Saturday?
No, a week from Saturday.
Oh, my gosh. I do not want to miss that. It's a beautiful weather. The sky is blue. The flowers are out. We have a wonderful place here in Montgomery to celebrate all manner of things, especially to having them flying over us here. These people, their hearts are patriotic. They protect us.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Anyway, my ranting off, I'm ranting too many. I just want to tell you that you sometimes, like I say, you're really rolling on because you're psychologic.
I do my best. I've been in a lot of therapy, Crawdad, so I have some insights on that. In fact, I'd make a great therapist. In fact, thanks for the call. That was my plan. Going back to 2009 when they pulled me off the old AM talk show, I was going to go finish my degree at Huntington. They offered it to me, adult. And I was going to become get a second degree in psychology. I had the adequate requirements for mass communications. mean, I've only been doing it for 40 years, so right, I should have. But my plan was to find a way into counseling to help recovering people. And frankly, the absolute absence of resources that we have for people who are struggling with drugs and alcohol, it's not only a shame in this town, but it pretty much is a shame everywhere.
Yeah.
One of the things that Gen Z is advocating for, and on this one I have to agree, more attention to mental health. And that doesn't mean when Donald Trump hurts your feelings. I'm talking about the kinds of things that kill people, like depression. And addiction has been and remains classified as a disease. Some people say it's a habit. But having worked through going back to May 10th, 1985, it is a disease. Let me just quickly share a highlight reel on how this works. Because we don't devote nearly enough time. We study all this other crap like critical race theory. How about the way an alcoholic processes and breaks down alcohol? It creates a heroin level desire for more, even though the person recognizes that more will only make their situation worse, that it's a huge risk. But their body, unless you've lived in a body that's demanded something, an alcoholic breaks down alcohol differently than a person who can have a couple of drinks. Believe me, I've worked with hundreds, thousands of these people over the years, and there isn't an alcoholic in recovery that wouldn't love to be able to have one or two drinks. But what happens is, it's the first one, and that process begins, and it's like unleashing the devil. And that's why it takes the power of God to get well. I laugh when I see all the, oh, we'll fix it, you know, these shorts, here's a pill. No, it's much more complex than that. And I was hoping to become part of something that would work towards solutions. But you're never too old to go back to school. I read stories about people in their 60s and 70s doing that all the time, getting their degree finally.
That's right.
And in that field, you kind of have to have one. And be qualified to facilitate group therapy, but not one-on-one, which is really what I would like to do. 4:57 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's talk about a different kind of therapy, a therapy that can refresh your body, mind, and soul. And the place to find that is in Prattville. Well, Prattville itself is therapeutic. It's the preferred community, right? But in Prattville, there's a place called AMS Studios. And there you can relax your soul, refresh your mind, renew your sparkle, and find solutions. You look in the mirror and somebody older is looking back at you. What can you do about that? Well, they have natural solutions that really work. And I'm one of the people doing them. The process I'm using is microneedling. And it's a far superior option to like a facelift or something like that. Because microneedling inspires the body to heal itself, to restore elastin to the skin. That's the stuff that's missing that makes it look dry or causes those deep kind of aging crevices. And I invite you to look at my headline, what do they call it, the cover photo on my Facebook page. A lot of the old wrinkles are gone. I've had three treatments going back to November. But that's just the beginning of all the things they do and the options you have. Weight loss, body remodeling, permanent makeup. They have a new electrolysis technology. I know women who have to go through that torture, but it doesn't have to be. They have the latest. It's virtually pain-free. Not to mention, I'm not quite sure how many massage specialists they have at AMS Studios, but I know about Ashley because I know a couple of people who have gone and gotten a massage from her, and she is out of this world. Out of this world. Good. Now, if you would like to take a look at all the options you have at AMS, this is, and just the place itself is therapeutic. Walking into that building is therapeutic. It's relaxing.